Welcome back to the When It Hits podcast. I'm your host, Lexi, and for tonight's guest, I have my brother, Aaron.
Your whole plan was lead a car, get my Gatorade, and get her water.
It's cold as fuck out here.
Yeah, it's cold as shit. But what happened was, I went inside, couldn't find my Gatorade. So I started searching.
Yeah.
I was searching kind of fast. Started running back outside because it's cold. And I forgot your water.
It's fine. It'd be like that. But I kind of like knew it was going to happen. But I was like...
And see, that's where the disrespect comes in because...
No, it's not. Honestly, it's not I think at this point it is respect because it's like, you know what? I respect it. I respect that it wasn't going to happen.
As long as everybody accepts
I just wanted to have a reaction just to see what you were going to say. But I just genuinely knew as soon as you came in, I was like, yep, it just...
But you know what really pisses me off? I'm going to be real. Like, I'm going to get real.
Oh, my God.
Because y'all really be holding this memory shit against me, but I don't help myself. Because, look, I be on my shit. Like, nowadays, I'm not going to lie, I used to be really, really bad with it. But nowadays, I think I'm like my memory used to be at like 50%. Like it was a 50-50 shot if I'm going to remember. I think I'm more like 70 now.
Okay, per. I think it's
on
just,
a daily basis. But you catch me at bad times.
You got to embrace it.
I don't.
Like, but that's just on you. Like, that's you. That's you. You thinking that it's like.
But you're supposed to try to get better. That's the thing.
Okay, but at the end of the day, it's just like, I just know you're going to forget. And that's fine.
Well, that's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, y'all be trying to
hold it
over my head.
I embrace that for you. No, I'm just not. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Every time something happens, y'all be like, "Well, Aaron just forgot."
But Aaron, you do.
I didn't forget nothing.
But you do. You just forgot the water. I literally just told you, and you went inside because that's why I was like, "Let's just see." So I was like, "Hey, can I get a water?" And you're like, "Yeah." And then it's like, soon as you're gone, and you go.
But this is why I'm saying it makes me mad, because when I do have my chance to really show, like, I don't sometimes. But, again, 70% ain't 100.
But show what?
That I can remember some shit.
But, like, you don't, and it's okay.
But I can.
That's fine.
And I can get better. It's all about trying to be the best you.
I'm not saying it's a flaw, though. I'm just saying it's funny, because it's just, like, something I just associate with you. Like, it's just, like, I don't know. It's just going to be something that, it's just, like, ha-ha. Like, you know, like... That's just you. Like, it just makes you. Like, we just know that's just you.
Aaron's gonna forget.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fine. I embrace it for you.
Aaron's gonna forget.
Hey, I think that that's on you. But, like I said, it's just something that it's just, like, that's... what do they call that? Yeah. No, that's not what I'm saying. Like, an element.
Yeah, that's an Aaron...
You know?
That's an AMD element.
Like, what do they call that on TikTok? Charisma just did one. It was like Charisma Core. That's what it was called.
Charisma Core?
So it's just like, yeah, like it was just supposed to show like...
Her core values?
No, it was just supposed to show like her personality, like peeking through like her like videos. And then she put them all in like one.
Yeah.
So it was just like, it's just funny because it's just like you could see that like whenever she captured it, it's like, oh yeah, that's like so charisma.
Yeah.
You know, or like funny moments or highlights of herself or her personality. And it's just like, that's just be you.
I mean,
and
I'm just fine. Accept it. I am.
Yeah,
but y'all do need to know.
Everybody accepts it.
Don't be disrespecting my progress.
I don't think anybody's disrespecting your progress. I think everybody's just like literally embracing it for you at this point.
But you shouldn't. Y'all need to be like, Aaron, get your motherfucking brain in line. Get the shit together so you can
remember
some
shit. Wouldn't that be disrespectful?
No. You gotta know, though, like, when I played sports and stuff, I like to be coached.
I don't want to
coach
you.
Like, don't just know.
I literally just know that's how you are.
But like, you don't, I'm not saying you gotta coach me, but don't.
You're 20 what?
Exactly.
Like, at this point.
Exactly.
That's your life.
No, it's not. I'm only 23, so I gotta change it.
Okay.
And I will. About 25.
How so? Let me know.
Well, this is the thing, though. I do things. Like, I have practices to actually, like, y'all think this shit's a game. I'll be dead ass serious, bro.
You do Sudoku and shit?
No, like, I have practices where, like, I'll literally, like, not even to say practices, but, like, say I'm doing something, like, earlier, right? I grab something, but I'm walking out the room. But I see something else that I'm like, all right, I know I need to throw that away. So I'm going to just get that as soon as I come back in when my hands are a little less full, right?
Okay.
But I'm like, nah, because knowing me, I'm going to forget that shit.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know what? Let me just slow down, take my time, grab this shit now, get it done. That's a practice. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna forget because I'm not gonna let myself forget.
Right.
You know? Anyways.
You know what? I love that for you. Like yeah. I said, so you said you're like.
Gotta try to progress.
I can't keep up. So you're 23. Mm-hmm. So in 2 years, we're gonna look back at this podcast and we're gonna see.
If I made progress.
Well, at 25, you're saying that like it's gonna be good. But like, see, you're saying like.
Yeah, I'm gonna be 100% good. Okay. But see, that's the thing. You can't really see my progress now because you don't be with me every day no more. So like,
I'm
you just
literally here every freaking day.
But I'm not. That's the thing.
Aaron.
Like, be real. Sometimes you be here and I be in my room.
Yeah, but like, I'm confused. Like, again, like, it's just like.
Let's not be.
It's
confused.
Just the daily life, like, things that involve your memory. So it's like I said, the conversations that come up, you're like, oh, I don't remember that. Like, I'm sure this comes up with us at least once. It's just constant. It comes out too commonly, okay?
It does.
So, we'll just see. You believe you're thinking about quitting marijuana in general?
But I know a lot of this shit is gonna be hard, because look, I was just with Lexi out back when she was smoking, and I was about to be like, yo, just pass me that jump.
Damn, you didn't hit it. Before dinner too.
Mm-mm. I'm trying.
That's
not
why
to
you
really.
Didn't eat dinner.
I did eat dinner. Well, oh. This is the thing. I didn't know you was about to cook at that time. So when we went to the mall, I had got Subway. Oh. That's where this came from. Gotcha. So like, I'm not that hungry right now, but I'm gonna eat some tacos. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, if I'd have smoked, I probably would have ate some by now. But that's another thing too. Like when I be smoking,
yeah,
that's another downfall. Like I'm trying to be consistent in the gym, but I can't like really make progress if I'm eating so much. So, like, when I smoke at night, it's like I'm cooked. I'm about to be munching, you know? And I'm not munching on nothing good. Like, it tastes good, but it's not good for me, though.
Do you think that you could change that and still consume cannabis? Or you think that's something you would have to work on without consuming?
Without.
But you think, like, that's just you? Like,
yeah. Because, like, yeah. When I'm fried, that's what I like to do when I'm fried. Like, I like to chill. Because it gets me in, like, a real chill vibe, so... When I smoke, I'm either going to want to, like, chill, or we can crack jokes a little, but then right after, I'm, like, in a chill state.
So what's your, like, go-to if you're fried? Like, what do you want? What do you actually want?
To eat?
Yeah.
That's the sad part, bro. Anything. Like, whatever is near me.
Yeah.
Is getting ate. So, like, peanut butter and jellies.
Yeah.
Chips, Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah.
Chipotle is a good one.
But like, that's so healthy.
It is, but it's like the amount that I eat at one time is disgusting. Yeah, so, and it makes me feel disgusting. That's how I know it's disgusting. Mm. Like, my weight, I shouldn't be eating that much. Like, I'm smaller. And I will pack that bowl to the brim.
And I extra, will, extra, extra.
Extra chicken. Extra rice, yep. All that. And I'm finishing the bowl in one sitting.
Yeah, and you might bite into the fork a little bit.
Tell you shit.
Yeah.
Couple of little things be missing off the
yeah
floor. But nah, I mean, yeah,
I can understand where you're coming from. I feel like, again, it's so different for everyone. Like, I don't know, like I said earlier, I really think that you should jot stuff down about how you're feeling about it, especially when it comes to stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then it's either you're just gonna stop or you might have to alter it a little bit, because, you know, I'm not a doctor here, but I'm just saying, like, there's so many benefits to cannabis that, like, sometimes people, they literally deprive themselves of it when they're trying to, you know, not consume because of, like, the flaws that we partake in when we, because it is so easy. It is so simple to be able to be like, yeah, I'm just going to, like, indulge in all these munchies that I want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I'm not saying, like, everybody can think like that, but I'm saying it is disciplined at some point.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could, you know what I'm saying? I used to make charcuterie boards. I mean, I still do to this day. I mean, you know, mom life, I don't really have time. But whenever I do, it's like, especially whenever I was pregnant, like, obviously I was sober. But, like, I was like, I'm going to eat like shit if I do not make myself a board. And it could be of anything. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be aesthetically pleasing. It's whatever you want. Like, you know, apples, berries. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit that sounds good as fuck. And then, like, you just need it in display. So you could just pick. Yeah. But when you're fried, Oh, that hits different.
And one thing I do like to eat a lot when I'm fried, though, that I forgot about is fruit. But again, it's like I eat so much of it. Like, you seen that thing that I bought of the sliced apples? You remember that? Like, I will sit there and eat that whole carton. That's not good.
I hear you.
That's like, whether it's a good, healthy food or not, it's the calories.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, so. But, again, like, I want to make a little list, too. But at
your
the same
metabolism
time,
is so high.
It's not no more. I'll be in the gym.
Like,
I'm way behind. Like, I'll be in the gym, and I'm not big. Like, I'm not fat or big muscular. But I'm way behind what I should be for, like, the amount of work that I do put in when I'm in there. Like, and I know my genetics already. So, like, before I started smoking, I would gain that muscle super quick, like, all that. But I'm not now. I mean, I'm gaining the muscle, but I'm not. I have fat on me still.
Yeah.
That makes me not be able to see the muscle.
If you're really worried about this, like, clean eating, are you going to eat the pumpkin pie cheesecake? I was saying, I've been saving it for you.
I'm not a cheesecake.
I've been looking
person.
At it all day. Yeah, that's
Mom
what I'm saying.
Mom keeps pressing me to eat it. But I'm like, bro, I
know
it's good.
Let me tell you,
damn.
I will eat it. Like, respectfully.
Let me take
like,
one bite.
I've literally been looking at it today and I'm like, damn. Like, I just keep opening and closing that fridge. I'm like, he's lucky I rock with him, bro. Like, I want
it
so bad. Okay, fair.
I'm going to take one bite. But I'm not a cheesecake person like that. Like, Mom's really pressing me. I was really going to eat it.
It's good as fuck. Like,
I mean, I know.
As hell. Like, if you're not a cheesecake person like that, obviously you're not gonna like see the
value
in it as much. But ooh, child, that's some good ass motherfucking. I mean, like literally,
so
I was at the
gonna be a Thanksgiving staple now.
Oh, it has to be. Like she's,
damn.
Like I'm going to press her every single year. Like, girl, make it, please help me.
Okay.
Cause like now, what I'm gonna do is like, I told myself yesterday because we had Friendsgiving. Right after Thanksgiving, I was like, I really need to get back on my bullshit, even if it's just like little things weekly that I can just implement into a healthier lifestyle. Because my baby's 5 months. Like, don't get me wrong, it's not that like there's nothing wrong with, you know, a little bit of like
snacking.
Yeah, but it's just like I want to get back on my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna do it progressively.
Cause then, like, if he sees you eating right, he's
exactly.
Gonna eat right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But also, like, for myself too, like, my knees hurt. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, as hell. Like, they hurt so bad. So, yeah, I was just like, before I go back to the gym, I need to get my, you know, they always say like, it starts in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm saying.
You know? Yeah. But yeah. So as of tonight, that's why I made chicken. I made chicken and beef for us so that I can. I'm cutting out my red meat. So, love
yeah,
that.
I don't really eat red meat too much. I eat. That's one thing I will say though. Throughout the day, I do eat a lot of proteins. I eat a lot of vegetables, stuff like that. It's just when I hit that weed, oof, that sweet tooth. I'm on the ice cream.
No, I get it. I do understand. I get it. Say what's your go-to munchies though, like your actual, like as soon as I say munchies, what pops up in your head? Go.
That's the thing, I don't really have a go-to like I really just like, but see that's the problem. Okay, so I don't have a go-to, but I would say like if we don't have something at the house that I like, I'm gonna order sheets probably.
You know what I can only say, let me say this,
bro, this is
maybe
not
you should
up.
Find yeah it's not you maybe you should find a hobby. Like, discover hobbies while you're fried. Maybe see how that makes you feel. Because, you know what I love doing? I love doing me some yoga when I'm fried. Like,
I've
really
thing,
realized...
No, bro. I love to stretch when I'm fried. I'm
yeah, I've realized that, like, I'd rather do that than eat. But yeah. Would I say, like, honestly, I'd prefer that over anything. Like, because I've discovered that. But, like, the second best is probably eating. Like, I would not want to play Fortnite... Or any other fucking... Like, I don't want to do anything. I want to eat.
That's what I'm saying.
But I want to stretch, too.
But peep, though.
Or I want to go to the gym. But, like, I'm not going to the gym at, like, fucking... When I can consume now.
Yeah.
So.
But this is another thing with me. Like, I think all of it just stems from knowing yourself.
Yeah,
so, like, I do understand how you'd be like, yo, but list, like, the things that might be still good with it. But I'd be like, bro, just knowing myself, yes, I can list things that are good from it. And, you know, things that I like about myself when I smoke and things that I don't and all that. Yeah. But I already know in my, like, heart, I really don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, I did want to, but I really don't.
Yeah, and it's not for everybody. You
know? Yeah, like, I did enjoy it, and I do enjoy it. Like, occasionally, I'm still going to smoke, but yeah, just to do it every day, because then I get in a bad cycle. Like,
I go
to the shop. I work 10 hours. Like, that's cool. Like, it sounds like a lot, but it's not. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just standing there. I'm cutting. Mm-hmm. So, like, I shouldn't be as, like, drained and tired and ready to just sit down and smoke as I be when I get home. Like, it's 7 p.m. I can still do so much more. Like, I got a clothing brand I'm trying to get right. Those 3 hours before 10 o'clock when I get home,
mm-hmm.
like, I could just sit there and get in my zone. But when I smoke, I can't get in that zone.
Yeah.
Like, and I can't get in the zone to play the game. I'm ass when I play the game after I smoke. Like, so it's just like, I think it's more negatives than positives for me personally as a person.
And you're saying what, like, play the game as like a hobby, or like, are you
doing? No, like, I like playing the game.
Yeah.
But I can't smoke and then play the game. So if I get home at 7 and I decide to smoke when I get home.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to go into like how you were talking about. You said you wanted to stream, right? While you're. Yeah.
And again, I'm not going to do that if I'm smoking.
No, I get it, yeah.
Because I only have so many hours in the day. So if I'm spending 10 hours of my day at the shop, I already just slept for 8 hours. That's 18 hours. Yep. There's only 24 hours in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now if I smoke when I get home, the rest of my hours are cooked.
Yeah.
Just knowing myself, like,
mm-hmm.
at heart, I truly want to be lazy. I know that. But I can't. Like, if I'm trying to live the way I want to live, I can't just...
Yeah, I get
be
it.
Be lazy right now. Like, I gotta be lazy later.
It's the season of production.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. So, you said you had a story time for me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, my man's...
Mm-hmm.
He got this issue with his girl. I think he's like 19 or 20. Mm-hmm. Just got out of high school. But him personally, himself, he's like, he's pretty mature though. Mm-hmm. Like, for his age, he goes to work all day. Like, he's always worked through high school. He never went to like parties and all like, that.
Very structured, disciplined.
Yeah. So that's how he already is as a person. So whenever he was telling me about this, he was saying something about how like his girl, she just recently started smoking, right? So he don't smoke. He's not like against smoking, but he would prefer to be with someone that don't smoke though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she started smoking, but before she started smoking, she's going through like a little depression or something right now.
Mm-hmm.
So since she was going through a little depression, like they weren't able to hang out as much as he'd like to, this, that, and the third. So once she started smoking, she started with her friend. I think he explained to her that he don't really like her smoking.
Mm-hmm.
But when she told her friend that he said that, her friend was like, well, why is he trying to, like, mentally abuse and control you and this, that, and the third, right? Like, she's, like, gaslighting her, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he said it to her, because, like, that's their relationship. So he could have said it in a way that it did seem like that or something. I don't know. But I think, like, the last, like, week or something, he said that he asked her, or they had planned to hang out one night or something. I think he was at work, so once he got off, he hit her and was like, yo, are we still hanging out? Whatever. And she was like, oh, well, actually, I made plans with whatever friend's name was, and we're about to just chill and smoke. So he's like, well, that's kind of crazy, because...
You were supposed to hang out with me.
And you didn't even say nothing. Like, if you would have just said, like, yo, like, me, my friend, she wants to come over to smoke, like, can we reschedule or something, like, he'd have been cool with it. So, well, I don't know if he would have, but he said he would have. The thing now, though, is, like, they've been together for, like, 2 years and, like, 4 months. Mind you, he don't know why she's depressed, because she says she don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So she's distant. She's super dry whenever they're texting and everything. But he's like, oh, like, at the end of the day, I'm not... He's scared to tell her how he feels, because every time he does, she starts to cry.
Yeah.
Like, she's on that type time.
Yeah.
But as he keeps explaining it to me, I'm like, yo, this girl is struggling, suffering from FOMO. Like, she's not... I mean, she could be depressed. But I don't think she's depressed, because I told him, like, I didn't tell him that, but I told him, like, literally this same thing happened with my ex. So everything's good, but we're young and she's never experienced shit. She's never done shit. Like, you know, like, I don't think everybody has to have a hoe phase, but I think a lot of people in this day and age have to have a hoe phase because they feel like they're gonna like rule out all their options and just stick with one and be like depressed later on with the choice that they made or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, bruh, I think that she's suffering from FOMO because now all of a sudden, like, she wants to smoke weed. And whenever he's telling her, like, we're going back and forth, like, there's this dude is hurt. I'm telling you, like, so I'm telling him, like, all right, well, you need to just be honest with her how you feel. And then you need to tell her, like, be honest with what she wants.
Yeah.
And she's like, pretty much, well, I'm not really sure. Like, I'm like, damn.
When you said that she's not depressed, I think that, like, if somebody says they're depressed, then they're depressed. That's just, like, overall validated as soon as they say that. But I think that it can stem from different things. So, like, anxiety can be the root of depression because, like, it can lead to procrastination. And
look, that's what I told him, too, though.
And it can make you stagnant in a certain mood that you could just sulk in, which can lead to depression. Mm-hmm. But I think she probably just doesn't understand how to explain that. And
that's what I told him.
This is what I will always say about other people. And it could be about me too, but I'm not trying to sit here and be like, oh, like, da 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 da. I'm just being like, self-awareness is the biggest strength that anybody could have.
Yeah, it's like, that's key.
And she doesn't have that.
She doesn't.
And if she does, then, like, she's sulking in it instead of communicating.
Because I feel like Lexi even said, she was like, I feel like, because me and Lexi both said, we don't want to say that someone's not depressed. Yeah. But I think a lot of times people misconstrue, like, being depressed and not knowing yourself, and now you're upset with yourself because you don't know yourself.
Well, like, that I can make like, you depressed, though. Like, I know, especially that's when what I'm saying. Your so mood.
I think that he was. I'm saying,
but I see it as in like a mood versus like a state of being.
Yeah,
like
but I think she's in a state of being now. But I don't think, like he said, pretty much she just came to him and was like, "I'm depressed and I don't know why," which she could be at that moment. But I'm pretty much telling him I think she's depressed because.
She's
holding back how she honestly feels and what she and wants to like, actually do.
Yeah, like you said, like she might be having FOMO, and instead of communicating that, she's kind of like sulking and like, damn, I'm in this relationship. I don't want to hurt him, but like
that's at what the end I of the told day, him. Like
I'm missing out on so much.
Yes, and I told him, I'm like, bro, at the end of the day, that's what it was with my ex. Like, yes, she was depressed at some point or some moment.
Yeah.
But I think she was depressed because she didn't want to tell me, like,
yeah,
I
like want it's the freedom sitting, to be it's out sitting, and say and yes it's stressful or no to like have to have that conversation.
Yeah.
And it's sitting instead of like, so it really sucks, but you should probably tell your friend, like, unfortunately, you're going to have to initiate the conversation.
I told him everything.
And also, like, just accept the fact y'all might break up. Like, if that's really what she wants.
But the last
but thing. But also, it's like, maybe y'all should. Because I'm not going to say a break. I'm sorry. Did that shit.
I told him I said a break is the worst idea. That's the number one rule.
Just
don't do no break.
Dead ass break up.
Yes.
And just, if life brings you back together,
it will. Cool.
But if not, you got to let go of that shit. Because something tells me that I don't know her.
They're cooked.
I don't know her in her face.
Just from what I'm telling you, they're cooked.
Like, yeah, she's, she might be gone, bro. She might be gone.
The last thing that I have left to tell him.
There's more fish in the sea.
Word. The last thing that I have left that I could even tell him is that, like, yo, you should probably just break up with her.
See, this is my
but
thing,
but I'm not
going
to say that because that's not my relationship. But yeah, I think that she, I think at
she
this
has
point,
to be the one to, like, have that conversation with him so that he realizes that himself. Like,
exactly.
It has to be
he's
her
not gonna
ripping
just
off the Band-Aid rather than his friend.
He's not going to just break up with her.
Yeah, he has to, like, he literally has to, like, see it on her face. Like, the reaction, at least,
like,
other
I'm
than the words
done.
If she can't spit it out.
Word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's, like, you're working. I don't know. This is just my, you cannot disrupt my peace. You
facts.
Just can't. And it sounds like that's very much what she's doing. You're working all
this
day.
This man been texting me all day about it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is this his day off? Don't tell me it's his
no,
day off.
No, he took a video.
Damn, I mean, even
he
that's
was walking
worse.
Into work.
Like,
I'm like, damn, you went through this all day
yeah,
at work.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what's worse. Like, is
like,
this,
shit.
Like, having it being your day off or
I'd rather
day
be on
that
day
you're
off.
Working? Shit. Don't
I'd rather
fuck
be on
with
day
me.
Off.
Shit. No, no, no.
I can't focus.
Regardless, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? But
I mean,
I don't know
yeah,
what
but...
I don't know what would be worse, honestly, because it's just like, you're going to work and you have to deal with that shit. You have to really have that on your mind. So, I don't know, but it sounds like she's definitely disrupting your peace rather than, you know,
I feel like she's kind of, because then whenever he's explain, like, whenever he's telling her all his feelings and he's telling me what she's responding with,
yeah.
Like, I'm telling Lexi what she's saying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so what you think? And she was like, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like now she's at the point where she is trying to make him want to break up with her. so that right. she don't have to
and
do the hard part.
And that's not fair.
Facts.
But
and
that's exactly where it goes to. At the end of the day, she's disrupting your peace.
Exactly.
So if you want to leave it as, all right, let me go ahead and get some closure, because that's what it sounds like at this point, is it's going to be closure, yeah. but it is going to be the end, at least for now. You know what I'm saying? I can't even keep saying, because I feel like that's like putting a Band-Aid on it by being like, for now, nah. like, it's okay, friend. No, but deadass, like, just, you got to be like, listen, let's talk about it. It's pretty much the end, because you're not, because at the end of the day, she's going to keep disrupting your peace.
Yeah.
And if that'd be different if she changed, but it's like, damn, like, the fact that, like, she's already taken... She's consuming so much of your time with this awful energy already.
Yeah.
That it's like... And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, because I understand, like, she has her own feelings going on. But it's like, at the end of the day, for him, for himself, it's like, yeah, I just wouldn't deal with it. Like, you gotta deal... Like, it sucks, because you've been with her for 2 years. Like, you've already put in this time. But it's just like, was this already how it was before? Like, be real. This is why y'all, you know... came about before. This is why y'all made it a thing before. You were happy with her, and now this just sounds like so disruptive to your state of happiness.
I told him, I was like, bro, if you're not like ready to break up with her now, because based on what you're saying, you should break up with her. Like, yeah. based on what you're telling me. Mm-hmm. But if you're not ready to break up with her right now, like, I told him, I think he should fall back, because he said, bro, like, they will go hours without talking. They've been together for 2.5 years. And this girl will go, like, 11 hours without talking to him.
And she wasn't always like that.
No.
That sucks.
Word. And I'm like,
that's,
bro.
Especially if that's your norm. Like,
I'm like, bro, you need to
Because at the end
back.
Of the day, it's so true. And it sucks to, like, sound so cliche. But who doesn't want to, someone else will.
Facts.
Like, it just is what
And if
what
you
it
don't
is.
Want to, like, I think that's the honest answer to, like, whether you want to be with me.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want to interact
like
with me...
that just spells it out already.
Yeah, like, it's obvious.
Like, I can't teach you to... I can't reteach you, quote-unquote. Like, I cannot reteach you to be who you were once were with me.
Yeah.
It's either
because
you want to
be
like that
be
or we're cool. Like, right. we're done.
But I told
But don't
him, I was
leave
like,
it on some grimy shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's cut it out now.
Before you do some fuck
before
shit.
Some crazy shit happens.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not hurt each other. Let's just be honest.
And
I would rather be hurt by honesty rather than, like... just some crazy ass you know what I'm saying, like, just some
like Lexi
weird
was like
shit.
Is her friend Taylor really a
because I'm
a
like
girl?
who because I keep saying who's the friend,
I mean,
and even if it is a girl, what if you know what I'm saying, you better not,
I mean, yeah,
you,
what if
you know
go,
what I'm saying,
you know,
like,
yeah. I told her, I was like, look,
emotionally, physically, it just doesn't matter, like, don't do that, because it's just like, don't harm someone because you're in a weird state where you can't tell that person that you once had feelings for and that you once were their happiness. Don't do that. Don't be like, oh, well, I want to be selfish and I don't want to tell them how I really feel, so instead I'm just going to be really
and just
weird and dry, and once he catches on, then he could be the one to bring it up, and then that's whenever it'll come about, and then I can just be like, yeah, also, like, you know, I kind of have feelings for somebody else, or even if it's not about that, whatever. If it's not about that, whatever. Mm. But at the end of the day, like, don't let it get to that point. You know what I'm saying?
Because the more you explore...
Exactly, you're gonna find other people, you know, so it's just like, whether that be platonically or romantically, but like, if you're not for each other anymore, just leave them alone.
Facts.
Like, I just can't emphasize that enough. Leave people alone if they're just not for you anymore. Like, stop.
It's not that hard. It's really not. I mean, it's
hard. I think it's just about ripping the Band-Aid off, but it's like, again, you if you want to be on some grown shit and be in a relationship, then you have to be grown as fuck and be like, damn, like, you know, this is someone I care about, because you don't have to love someone to care about them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you're out of love with them. But, like, respect the fact that y'all been together. Respect the time that you've spent with each other. And just dead it. Dead it while you, it's just...
But then he'll say, like, she gives him... And this is why I'm going to tell you what I told him. She'll give him small hints that, like, she's still, like, really in it. Like, he'll be like... Mm. Like, he was like, bro, but, like, it's just so fucking confusing because... At one point, like, she don't even, like, it seems like she don't even care to, like, really talk or hang out. But then another time, like, she'll just tell me about her basic day. Like, she'll talk to me, like, the same way we used to be. Like, if she's gossiping or some shit. Like, you know, she'll come to me
to
gossip.
Because that was her best friend, or
exactly.
it is her best
I'm
friend,
like, bro,
know?
Just because she loves you doesn't mean she's in love with you anymore, bro. Like, so I told him, I was like, if I was you, and it's going to be hard because you want... to like fix the problem, but I would, because they don't live together or nothing, I would fall back. I'm not initiating no conversation. Like, if you, this is what's gonna tell me if you really fuck with me. Like, if you going days without talking to me, all right, bet, like, that's fine.
Close the chapter.
That's it. Like, that's obviously showing I'm not a top priority.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but...
And that's fine.
Stop lying. Or stop lying to yourself. Not even lying to me. You lying to yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean... That's my story time, you know? Sometimes shit can be wild like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Should be wild like that. But I mean... I think she's also rubbed the wrong way a lot, though, about the fact that he don't like smoking.
Yeah, I think, like, I don't understand that about people, though. It's like, that's okay. You can...
We're, like, I'm allowed to not like that.
Yeah, and like, you're okay to not want to be with someone that doesn't, especially if you met each other before, where it's, like, you guys both didn't smoke.
Yeah.
Like, if that's just something that, again, if you evolved into a different person who smokes rather than someone who doesn't, who told you before that they'd prefer not to be with someone who smokes, then...
You gotta come to terms with the consequences.
Closing on each other's chapters, you're most likely just not relating to each other anymore. And that's okay. Like, find somebody that will.
Facts.
You don't even have to look for somebody. You could just simply...
Just go about your life.
Go about your life.
Like, and the shit might happen, but...
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, bro, just because you don't like smoking doesn't mean, like... Because he said that he was like, He told her, like, the weed's not going to be a deal breaker. Like, if you're just honest with me and you're telling me, like, all right, this is what I want to do.
But he said he prefers it. So which one is it? Is it a deal breaker or is it not?
I guess for her, it's not a deal breaker. Like,
no, I thought you meant for him.
Huh?
For your friend?
No, I mean, like, he's willing to accept that part of her if that's what she wants to evolve into. Like, if she wants to be a
But I thought you said that he prefers not.
He does prefer. He does prefer that. But that's what I'm telling you. They've been together for 2.5 years. So he's like... If you just now started smoking, knowing that that's not something I'm a big fan of.
I don't know. That kind of sounds like he's settling. And maybe she understands that. And maybe that's more pressure.
And that's what I told him. But at the end of the day, I told him to say this part, though. I don't know if he said it exactly how I told him. But I was like, if you're willing to, like, accept that. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're going to stay with somebody, quote unquote, forever.
Yeah.
There's going to be things that do end up happening that you may have to, like, maybe not feel like you're settling for, but, like I'm trying to think of a situation.
Like, negotiate, but...
Yeah, like, negotiate, you know what I'm saying? Like, just there has to be a compromise. But I don't think that's, like, it's a preference. I don't think it's something, mm-hmm. like, I think if there was something to where... I mean, he's young, so I'm going to just use this as an example. A lot of young guys... When they're talking to girls, like, if you got a certain amount of bodies,
mm-hmm.
they won't date you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's that type of thing. I think it's something that he can deal with. But I think that he's struggling with it so much because he didn't like it in the beginning. So then she started doing it. And now it's like she's choosing that over him.
Yeah.
So I told him, I'm like, bro, why don't you just tell her, like, I'll accept you and what you're trying to do. But... Are you able to make time for me? Because that's the thing. She won't even make time for this man. So I'm like, bro, if she can have her cake and eat it too, and you're telling her that, and she's still saying she doesn't know what she wants to do, the answer is she don't fuck with you.
Yeah, so overall, he needs to communicate. And it sucks that he's going to have to be the one to initiate it, but you're going to have to in order to, like, realize, like, what you're going to get.
Yeah. Because that's, like, hard.
The outcome is going to unfortunately come only if you initiate the conversation at this point, because she won't. But
I feel bad for him because she's young, but I know I'm gonna just keep it real. A lot of people that grew up on social media and they didn't have any boundaries of social media from their parents or from their anything, they want to be young and turnt, bro. That is what's cool these days, I guess.
Yeah,
they want to be young and turnt, and then even depression is a trend right now. I'm just keep it a buck. Again, I'm not gonna sit here and say you're not depressed, but like. You'll see memes floating around of just, like, shit that just promotes being, like, sad and shit. Like, I don't know how to explain that.
I can understand
that.
Where you're coming from.
But you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I think, unfortunately, it's, like...
It's like they're trying to tell you it's okay to be that way, but instead of saying it's okay to be that way, it's more
well,
like
Well, it's supposed
saying,
to be
like,
relatable, but unfortunately, it's just, like... It's just not... That's not the message that is relayed at the end of the day. It's more so of, like...
It's, this is what you should aim to try to be. Damn near.
Or like how you would how your perspective should be of it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it's just very what's the word? Oversaturated, if you were to say, because everybody has so many opinions about it.
I mean,
which is a little tricky.
I think he's cooked. I feel bad for him though, but I do think he's cooked.
Yeah. We'll see, I guess. But sucks.
But we hope for the best.
Yeah. It sounds like just different chapters are happening for them in their lives.
So. Like I told you, he's super mature. Like, he has the type of job that, like, a 40-year-old man would have. Like, working construction, and, like, he's deep into that shit, though.
Yeah.
So, like...
Wow, yeah, I could not.
He'd be working long-ass hours, getting paid good-ass money. Like, right. He probably could buy his own house at this point. He'd be buying cars and shit. Yeah. And she's just dragging along, like, she don't know what she wants to do with her life. She wants to try out new shit. She wants to... I'm telling you.
Which, it's like, go do it, girl, but don't get in my way.
Yeah, don't get in my way, though.
And I think that it's really foggy right now for him to see that, but one day it's gonna be so much... I think, like, this, unfortunately, especially if he's so young, it's gonna be a lesson. You know, of how to either go about or just avoid certain people like this, where they have, like, again, not the, like, just the confidence to say what's really on their mind. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you have too much going on to
sit here and be lied to. And
or just even worry about her, you know, or worry about what she's thinking, or just close thoughts that could be talked about. Like, after 2 years, I would expect you to just be able to talk to me, but if you can't, then
bro, and that's what I said, I'm like,
you're
bro,
disrupting my peace at the end of the day. Like, I'm that's like, just
after
how
two
I keep
years she can't just like have a regular conversation. He said like every time he talks to her about it, she just either like tells her that she's like, he's like gaslighting her or some shit, or she'll just like start crying, and I'm like, bro,
if there's no answer, that's my answer.
Facts.
You know,
so as from a female's perspective, she's done. Like, you think she's
cool. You're asking me that?
Yeah.
I think if it was my narrative, like, if this was my narrative as far as, like, your friend, she would be done in my books.
No, no, I mean, like, as a girl and what she's doing, like, from a girl's perspective.
Of what, though? Like,
of what she's doing.
Like, as herself or just as a girlfriend?
Just as a girlfriend, like,
no,
you think
I genuinely
she's done with their relationship, right?
Yeah, if she was my girlfriend, I would be like, no, we're
no,
done.
No, I'm not saying, I'm saying put yourself as, like, her friend. You're a girl. Y'all are the girlies, you know?
No, baby, respectfully, I wouldn't be her friend. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not even trying to be disrespectful.
No,
I'm
telling you, though, like, listen, like, I'm trying to, because, like, this.
Okay, I'll break it down. I'm listening to you, though.
I'm saying, right, from a female's perspective.
Correct.
Because you're saying, like, the way you're responding is telling me you're looking more from his perspective. Like, no, if that was, I'm not being with you. I'm not saying that.
So
I'm saying, just as a female, not her perspective, not his perspective, just you sitting here as a female, listening to what this female's actions are. As a female, would you say you think that she's done with the relationship? Like, do you think she's more focused on everything else rather than the relationship from the information I've given you?
I think that's a tough answer to say because I don't know her. I don't know her thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
But I will say that I don't stress over, like, that. I think
okay,
that's
so
what
here,
it really is
if this
about
was Marissa,
at the end of the day.
If this wouldn't be Marissa.
But
nigga!
If it was Marissa, I just simply would not be friends. Like, if you're saying, like, listen, this is what I'm saying. Let me break it
you're
down.
You're being too literal, though.
I'm not, because I'm being so genuine when I say this is the answer.
I know. Okay.
I would not stress myself out over this girl, period, point blank.
Right.
I understand it's been 2 years. I get it. I get that they had all of this history. But what I'm saying is, baby girl, I have to go wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go do construction.
Right.
I don't have time for this. And if I was her friend, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing sitting here with
There's
me?
There's the answer. There we go.
Okay, if I was her friend, you're asking.
Yeah.
That's what you're asking.
Because, like, I feel like
I'm not her friend because I wouldn't be sitting here smoking up with you and you're sitting here being weird. Like, because I can't relate to that. I could not relate to doing that to my partner. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Therefore, I would not have you in my circle.
But I can't either. But, like,
because
if you
there's
were to
two
tell
different
me,
mindsets, or not even two different. There's various mindsets, but I could not relate to your mindset. I can't relate to what you're doing.
Yeah.
I would think that that's shiesty, and I couldn't sit there and be a friend to you and not say
so
that. But also,
answer.
Like, we're not going to sit here and keep going, like, why the fuck aren't you with your man whenever you're with me? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just no reason for it. So I just be like, I simply wouldn't hang out with you because what are we going to sit here and talk about? Like, I don't know. I don't know her life. I don't know her perspective. I don't know what's going on in the conversations with her and her friend. But genuinely, it's like, if you cannot speak up, then it's like, there's just a level of maturity there that's just not what I'm on.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like,
so here, let's do it like this.
Okay.
Because I feel like I'm getting your answer.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're still being so literal.
Okay.
But I understand why. Because you're like, bro, like, Because you're kind of like...
She would be cooking. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I can't relate whatsoever.
Right.
And neither can my friends. That's why we wouldn't be friends. So it's cooked. Like, that's what I would say.
I just wanted to see if you thought it was cooked. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cooked.
That was it. I just really wanted to know if you thought it was cooked. As a guy, I feel like there's certain things a guy does. And I would be like, oh, you don't fuck with your girlfriend no more. You feel me? Like, but that's not my business. I wouldn't say it. But I would be like, I can see certain things from a guy. Like... That I would just be like, bro, you don't fuck with your girlfriend. Like, I'm not going to speak on
it. Yeah, I think the principle at the end of the day is that she's done.
Yeah, yeah.
Because okay. I would be done. What I thought. Not that I would say, like, I can sit here and pinpoint, like, her. But I would say, yeah, if that were me, I would be done. Exactly. Like, that's the behavior I would.
See, thank you. That's it right there. Thank you. You was being all literal. I wouldn't do that fuck shit. Fuck out of here, motherfucker.
No, I can't say that I would never. I'm just saying, like, in this mindset of just, like, where I'm at in life. It's just, like, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. But I could understand she's young. You know what I'm saying? She might have not had to do this before. I don't know if they're each other's first or like first serious breakup. Or
that's why I was telling her, bro. Serious FOMO relationship. Is real.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So like, it's just FOMO like is real. I don't know how that would go.
Yeah,
Aunt stuck with me for life. So, you know what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah, like bro, why can't people just be honest? Like, I feel like life is so much easier when you just keep it.
Imagine
real,
the pressure of feeling like that. But unfortunately, again, if you're grown enough to be in a relationship, you have to understand that's. Not a consequence per se, but that is going to be something that may come up, which it sounds like it is. She's not interested anymore. Yeah. And out of the respect for your relationship that you decided to get in, you know what I'm saying? You have to tell that person.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that would be my only thing.
Don't hurt him. Don't keep it prolonging when it's like,
and he didn't do nothing to you.
The flame is out already, you know? Like, exactly. Like, don't hurt him. Like, I feel like there's obviously, like, you can just allow him to surrender at this point, you know, to the fact that it's done. But obviously, he cares for you. Obviously, he respects the fact y'all been together for so long on top of his feelings. So, it's like, he's trying to make it work. But if you're out of it, tell him so that...
Yeah, because she's not even letting him surrender at this point.
Right.
And she's just literally saying,
that's
like...
the fucked up
part. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Because you're like,
anything.
Well, what if it changes tomorrow? That's not fair to him.
Facts. Exactly.
But also, he's like, I know it's not fair to me, but what if... What if
but
she does, you know?
Exactly.
And that's fucked up because it's like you're just trying to respect the fact that you guys have already invested so much time into each other. But it sucks because that's what I'm saying is like I wish that people understood like unfortunately you have to just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
In order to not keep hurting people or making it worse than what it has to be. Like, that's life. You have to end chapters sometimes, but you don't have to be violent with it, which, you're not like... For, like, you're not physically hurting him, but emotionally you are breaking him down.
Yeah.
And that's not fair.
Facts.
So.
Yeah, see? Shit get deep sometimes.
I know, and I'm sober. Isn't that crazy? Because I kind of ate that.
Nah, for real.
Yeah. Well... I'm thinking this is a great time to close out because we do have to go decorate our Christmas tree.
Yep.
So,
happy
do you want to plug in your socials first?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, AMD the Barber, come get a cut. I also got, you know, what do I got? Anique Clothing, you know. Anique, I-N-I-K, period, clothing on Instagram. Check that out. Peep the website. Fire shit. And I'm going to start streaming and a podcast here soon, so... I'll plug that when I got that.
Yay, we're excited. Thank you for coming.
Happy holidays.
Make sure that you follow everything on When It Hits Podcast. Bye.